Okay, so 10 seconds? Okay.
10 seconds.
Okay, so we'll do a truncated cheer because we don't have a choice. So I'm going to do two mini topics that both relate to not answering questions, which tangentially relate to issues we've been dealing with, but whatever. That's the point we are on the air. Okay. Maybe I'll do the second issue first. We'll get through that quickly, and then we'll come back to the first issue on the sheet. So if you skip down to the bottom, to the Shach, yeah? Okay, the first question I want to deal with quickly is, there's an Isser called Inui Hadin, right? And one of the things included in that is you cannot torment, what's it called?
People
who are being prosecuted. What's that?
Defendant,
thank you.
Nitan.
Thank you. By extending the judgment too long, right? Like, you know, someone does something wrong. Okay, so you judge it, you get over with, we move on. Right? You don't drag things out forever. You don't drag out lawsuits. You don't drag out criminal cases forever, right? This is, you know, the antithesis of American law, where court cases take years before you even get there. And, you know, in the meantime, people's passports are, you know, confiscated or they're put in house arrest or whatever until you actually get to a court case. And then v'chule goes on forever, right? You know, there was a very big Kiddush Hashem recently, a few years ago, when apparently non-Jews started coming to the London Beis Din because they had a reputation for being honest and timely, and it saved people so much money to go to a timely, honest court and not have to go through the years and years of lawyering and whatever. But there's an issue, the Araisa. Hey, Yoni.
That could have gotten awkward. But there's did it ever get awkward having to hosh a mishpat with
No, so a bezin can choose, right? They can say, we want you to judge according to British law.
No, but the bezin having to use some of the whatever.
I'm saying they don't have to judge on Choshen Mishpat. They can judge on British law.
Oh, there are a lot of judges on British law.
Yeah. I mean, you can choose them as arbiters, right? Okay. But you're even choosing them as arbiters just because, you know, if you're paying by the hour and you're charging $500 an hour,
for a lawyer,
and it goes on for 4 years, right? It's worth your time to just go to an arbiter and say, look, these are the rules we want you to play with, and if they're known as being honest, So this was something that, right? So there's an Isser. Right, without getting to all the details of Inui Hadin, and one of the aspects is this: is extending the time it takes for a case to be judged, and you know the stress and agony that you just add to the already difficult situation, it's really really problematic, and we it's usur. Okay, now the question that I'm going to deal with quickly is whether or not the same Isser applies to someone asking a shayla. Right? Does Inui Hadin apply to someone, well, when someone asks you a shayla, is there the same prohibition to not extend it? Do you have a chiyuv to answer immediately for the same reasons, right? Not to cause the questioner mental anguish. Now, the reason that this question is relevant, and again, it's more tangentially, but it's important that we just at least mention it, is that one of the things we haven't really focused on when we're talking about the role of the lady in Psak is the reciprocal chiyuvim that the process of Psak creates on the posek, right? And this shaila, and this question really gets to the heart of that is, right, we've talked about what happens when you ask a shaila. Have you now accepted the person as your Rebbe? Have you now given him the power to metaphysically change the halachic reality, right? Until now it was an open question, now he creates chaticha de yisur or chaticha de hetera. Right, we've talked about how the process of either choosing a posek generally or asking someone a shayla specifically gives him power over you, right? That you make an autonomous step, but once you've taken that step, right, you've given up your autonomy, right? You've autonomously accepted heteronomy, right? To use fancy words. But this is really the flip side, is, right, did you create a chiyuv, right? Does the fact that you've now gone to this posek and you've said, I want you to answer my shayla, does that create a reciprocal chiyuv, right? Does that transform the way he has to relate to you? So that's what this question is, so I thought it was important just to put it on the table. So the Shach has a very nice little kuntres, very, very important kuntres at the end of Siman Reish Mem Bet in Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya. Simon Reshma Bet being?
Talmud Torah.
Not Talmud Torah, beginning of the section of Talmud Torah, but Kavod HaRav. Right? Simon Resh Mem Bet through Resh Mem Vav is Hilchos Kavod HaRav Vit Talmud Torah. Resh Mem Bet is Kavod HaRav, and that's why the rules of Psak go in the contrast of the end of Resh Mem Bet. You're right, it's the beginning of that section. Resh Mem Vav is more specifically the one that deals with Talmud Torah. Right? You know, the Shulchan Aruch is somewhat sped up thematically as well, right? Resh Mem and Resh Mem Aleph are Kibud Avim, right? So you go from Kibud Avim to Kibud Rav, and then from Kavod Rav to Talmud Torah. Right? Makes sense. The progression makes sense. After that, you go to Tzedakah. I'm not really sure why. Resh Mem Zayin. So the end of Siman Resh Mem Bet, the Shach has a contrast. Behanhagos Haraz Beisur Veheter. Pilpul Behanhagos Haraz Beisur Veheter. So in Os Tes there, he says like this: Kishem Shasur Laatir Zasur Kach Asur Laasur Samuter. That makes sense. Right, first rule that a posek has is that you are not allowed to forbid that which is permitted, or permit that which is forbidden. Vafil b'shal ovid kochavim, and it doesn't matter who asked you the question. Right, it doesn't matter if it was a Jew or non-Jew. Vafil makom shein hafsid, and even if there was no loss, right, you always first obligation you have very straightforward is
say the truth.
Say the truth, whatever it is. L'kula l'chumra, right? You have a responsibility to paskin, right? So, right, that's. Right, first of all, an interesting point, right? It should be obvious, but it's not always, right? People in their own lives are free to be machmer, if you want to be, right? You can be machmer. A posek can be machmer in himself, right? But, right, that's not so obvious you can do that. When someone asks you a shayla, if he asks you the halacha, you're supposed to tell him, right? You might say, this is the halacha, but, you know, or this is what I would suggest. But if something is mutter, and you think it's really mutter, you're supposed to tell him. Again, parameters of that, not for now. Even if there's not a hefsid, nature la rov yesh bo tzara akal m'achar machma sheneser vevi churma dasi lidei kulin. He said it's very simple. Why? Because every case, right? You might say, look, there's a benefit to being machmer. What's always the danger of being machmer?
You are.
But what did he say? There's obviously the problems personally if you are on mechadome. But when you pask in the churma, what's always the problem?
You're being
make on something else, right? Rav Aaron always used to say this, right? Every kula is a chumra, every chumra is a kula, right? Now Rav Aaron gave like serious... What?
Was he quoting this?
I assume so. Now Rav Aaron used to give serious examples. Rav Mordechai, I remember, once said the same thing. And his example was, for example, learning Torah. Learning Torah and being a masmid, mitzad echad, it's a chumra. Mitzad sheni, it's a kula and being nice to people. And the same is the opposite, right? Being nice is a great thing, but it's a kula and yiltam b'Torah. When I first came to yeshiva, I wasn't nice, I didn't talk to anybody, and I got a lot of learning done. Slowly, I got a little bit of nicer, and I learned a little bit less. Rabbi Ryan came to yeshiva, I haven't learned in 20 years. So, that was his way of characterizing it, but in all seriousness, it's true, right? Every chumrah comes with a kula. So, the first responsibility is not to... is to be honest, right? The posek has a responsibility to be honest with what he's saying, and then he gives a practical point, which is don't think you're being machmir and protecting the guy from iser, right? You never know the ramifications of what you say. Every kula comes with a chumra, every chumra comes with a kula. Now, right, more seriously, right? Ray Willick, for example, likes saying, and this is very, very true, is every chumra in nida is a kula in
marriage.
Shalom bayis. Or, in certain circumstances, even worse, every chumra in nida is a kula in purvu. Right? You know, case of halachic infertility, right? If you're machmer, you don't have to be, right? You create halachic infertility. That's a kula in purvu. Right? Every kula... So, first things first is you have a responsibility to say what you think is true. V'af al pishe l'fi anira lo yavo mitad kula. And even if you think there's no downside to being machmer, you don't see what the kula is going to be, still, osir. She'afshir is galgo v'yavo kula ad achar me'edvarm. You never know, right? 100 steps down the road, you don't know what's going to happen. So your responsibility is to be honest, call the shots as you see them. L'fichach im hutzrach l'asar machma savik o machas chumra b'zeh shein isar bar k'shemet sarach amara lomar shein isar bar. And furthermore, right, if you if you want to be machmir machma safek, right, or for a chumra, you should say that. But you think we should be machmir. And if you're being machmir reshasat chak, also you have to say it. Right? So the first thing, right, the first responsibility before we even get to inyan hadin is simply your responsibility. Being asked the question means that you have a responsibility to answer honestly. Right? Now, you know, we talked a little bit about transparency, right? Right, this gives more formal halachic language to the obligation of transparency, which is you have a chiyuv to call the shots as you see them.
But there's no chiyuv to say how you got your decision.
No, not necessarily. You're right.
Unless you're doing the chumrah.
Unless you're doing chumrah, right? You don't, right? That he's not saying, but he's saying at least, yeah, right? You don't have the right to say something to us when it's not, no, right? You, and the reason is very simple, right? You don't, right? He says it gives a pragmatic reason. You don't know what's going to come of it. Right, so that's responsibility one. Now, look at the Pesachei Tshuva, it summarizes, okay? The Eina Mora. Right, so this is in Shulchan Aruch, right? He's commenting on the Shulchan Aruch is passing based on the Gemara of Odezara Yotes, and so to Daf Chaf Beis, that anyone who Shegilo Rav Eina Mora is over an Isser, right? Yes, remember this, we've spoken about this before, I think. So that's what he's coming on. So he brings this machlokes and he says, "Ayn v'sever mishnas chachamim reishel chosdeus reishel avzayin shekazav diyesh lehistapik b'had darminim sechaz avos charev bala olam al inuy adin." When the Mishnah says that destruction comes to the world for inuy adin, hudafka inuy din midine mamonos o avaraz isravehet. Is that only monetary cases or capital punishment or whatever, right? Or even isravehet or bechlal shelo yidche bele. Belech Vashov, that you shouldn't push the way the person asking Belech Vashov. What's Belech Vashov?
Like go and
go and come back,
yeah,
right? Ve'evi divrei hashla shekasav la'achar sha'ora birurai lav lo yachmitz shuv ez ha'ora'a. Once it is clear to you, right? Once you've fulfilled obligation one, right? You know what to answer. Right? Obviously, you have to be metunim badin, right? You don't jump to a conclusion just because the guy wants an answer. You don't say it before you're ready. But once you know, you're sure what your answer is, lo yachmitz shuv et ha-hora'a. Right? Don't
delay.
Thank you. Rak yashiv miyad la-shoel. Answer immediately. Tikshem she'asar lano din midine mamanos hachanami b'chol ha-horos ayin sham. But whose al-pilpil is this? He wasn't sure if this is true. Because of this, Atali b'machlokas, Rashi v'arambam. And he thinks it's telling a machlokas. Dildas Rashi, the chol adam aser laanos, mikrad lo ta'anun, kol inu b'mashma af inu haraz isravehetir. So Rashi derives from lo ta'anun a general iser on all people to cause oppression. Right? And therefore, if it's not limited to judges in Beis Din, then obviously it includes Isravehetir. Achaldas Rambam, the Sfira Le Dalmana V'Yazam Dafka V'Al Kol Odem Yalof Milosasa Avol B'Mishpat Shapir Shlachalik B'Nei Mamonos V'Ein Horav Isravehetir. But according to the Rambam, the things this is unique halacha, again in judging, right? It's an Almana Yasam. Everyone else Lotasu Avel. Sorry, it's not everyone who. Start again. Rashi, who thinks that Isser of Lo Ta'anun applies from the judge to all people, and it's not a special halacha yasam, right? Means it's a generic chiyuv to not oppress from maybe specifically from a position of authority. According to the Rambam, thinks this is unique halacha, right? On how the judge is supposed to treat Almana and Yasam. It would only apply to the cases in the Psukim, but he thinks that according to everybody, it would be usher to delay a answer, lahatir isha labayla. And then he goes through an erichos there, right? Okay. But what is this? So what does this tell us, right? So if you think that there's in fact an isra of inu hadin to delay answering the shayla, again, so now we've seen two reciprocal chiyuvim. One is that by answering the shayla, you now have the responsibility to answer honestly, right? Right? We've seen how asking a shayla gives the posting the ability to, you know, create an iser, create a heter. But he also has the responsibility. Now he has the responsibility to do that honestly and not impose his own. Well, I think you should be machmir without telling you. The second thing is that once you answer, now he has to answer. Right? Once you ask, now he has to answer, right? Or if he's going to answer, more likely, right? Presumably he can turn away the shayla, say, I'm not qualified, I don't want to answer. But if he's going to answer, right now he has to answer as fast as possible. Like I know a few weeks ago someone asked me a shayla in the Beis Medrash. right? I was pretty sure of the answer. I told him I'm pretty sure, but I'll get back to you, right? I got home. I called Rabbi Benarsh to check with him, right? And then I was going to put Meir to bed, right? And then I realized that it was probably Asur Midaraisa for me to wait, or at least potentially Asur Midaraisa for me to wait, right? Not Barur, because whatever, it was a kosher shayla and had something to be kosher, so it was 24 hours anyways, because it had to be in a vinyomo. So how much he would have cared, and I already told him it was probably with her, but, you know, I picked up the phone and I made sure, right, immediately, right? Because, right, once someone's asked you a shayla, right, or, and you said you're gonna answer, you're gonna get back, you have a responsibility to do that, right? It was a, you know, it was an expensive dish. They didn't want it to, you know, they didn't want to have to throw it out, and it was, you know, it was all shayla. It was made out of
porcelain.
No, it wasn't. Then that wouldn't be a shayla. Cheres would be, yeah, right. You have to throw it out. No, it was Duralex or Pyrex, one of them, and that's all shayla. Is it kli cheres? And if it's kli cheres, then you have to throw it out. And if it's not, you have to kosher. But how do you kosher it? Right? It was in an oven without liquid, so it might have been libon. And if it's libon, then right, that would destroy it. It was not a problem in the end because right, which I'm pretty sure because it was milk and meat and ubin yomo, so it was hetera bala in the chasam sofer paskins that hetera bala in the kitzur paskins that way, and then you can plus the tariff of other things that if you sorry for that. Plus, the Beis Yosef says that you're machsher with rov tashmisho, so you can use hagala, whatever it was.
What kind of dish
the whole,
was it?
What?
What kind of dish was it?
The Pyrex baking dish, whatever it was.
No, but like, what was the food?
It was a big ziti, but without sauce, so it was no liquids. It was a solid already, so the halach status of tzli or of whatever it was. What? It was mutter. It was mutter. It was fine. It was fine. You just had to boil it in water.
I've heard you right. You said that you don't have to answer. If you read the Piskei Tshuva, doesn't that seem that if you know the answer, you have a chiyuv to answer and you can't turn that away?
I mean, it sounds like... right. So they don't deal with... again, I don't know what they would say if someone refused to get into it. I think once you've decided that you're going to answer... Yes. No, I think you're right. I think once you've accepted it, you probably have to.
What if it's just an answer that you know offhand?
Yeah, then you should probably paskin, right? Again, there are things when that's not the case, right? Sometimes people ask me shaylas which are mugdar as a shayla and not a tzion makom in the Beis Medrash, and if one of my rabbeim were that, I won't paskin.
But that's a side issue.
Right? Again, right, there are all types of qualifiers, but okay, right? So that is the machlokas and the Piskei Tshuva. Now, related questions that appear in this, I just give you some examples of related issues to that, and this Marsham and this Divrei Yatziv. So Marsham says like this, V'dar chashash yinu adin, al tshuva sheila beish shochev, mat lishon bayom, yinei gam b'din nefashos, kaimlan b'lomikra yinu adin, elek shemashin, acher kvar nigmar adin, v'lo kodum kvar adin. Right, so he said, first of all, right, even by din nefashos, we say that yinu adin is after you've made the decision, right, then you have to carry it out. Right, it doesn't mean before. Right, you're allowed to take your time to make the decision. That's for sure true. That's obvious. Right, that there's no isra in the adin until you know the answer. Right, you're allowed to take as much time as you need to be sure. That I think is barur. From the Lashitas Rashi, Gamar Rashi's Vehetar, Ikam Mishom, Inu Adin, Ari Mafurish, Gamkein Dafka, Achar Shara, Brulo. Again, we've said explicitly, Piskei Tshuva, it's only after it's clear, Abba Kolzash, Inu Yodea, Sheila, Klaal, Bavad, Yemsum, Inu Adin, Bar Sinura, Abba Zal, Inu Adin, Shiodin, Lahechan, Adin, Notem, Akvin, Main Poskim, Tarka, Fah. Vaha, the Barakats is smuggled, Haini Mishom, Amon of Yasin, Lazar, Zaraz, Adam, or did I just put this to back up? No, I just put this to back up that people paskin that way, right? That people paskin like Piskei Tshuva. Okay. I did put this for reasons, right? V'had the berakets is smuggles haini b'shem almana v'yazon lo zanun shem tzaras adam lahamtin v'al kol tzar shem tzaras adam ika lavze. Right, and the reason for this love it and the original formulation by almana and yazon is that you can't cause people pain. V'ashem yisbarach yodeach kani b'ani kam apam his heart has been a basically this is why I put it in. Now I remember, right? And people, everybody knows how many times I've warned the people in my house, Shem Yavo Milishol Bem Sachilo Shena, that if someone comes to ask the Shaila, even when I'm eating or sleeping, Lo Yakvu, right, don't wait, El Yavi Lefalai O Yikitsuni, right, bring them in front of me or wake me up, Ki Yivchad Levavi Mi Mamarzeh, because I'm afraid of this. Ugutim Maharil, Zagman Darsh might accept me, Asia Chavitzchayim, Vigomer, Vasito, Vigomer, Ain Lechatov, Gimilas Chasadim, Imutam Chacham, Ye Gomer Chesed, Lumotor, Levene Adam, Chinam, Nochum, Zuman, Labriz, Hosha, Lodin, Horus, Belay, Shios, that the special Gimilas Chasadim of a Chacham is to teach and be ready to answer Shalas whenever people need you. So he takes it a little bit further, because so far what we've seen is where's their. Right, the very straight halacha of Inui Hadin, right, in the original source is what?
Once someone goes to a
job. Once someone asks you the shayla, and you've heard the shayla, and then you become clear. But he takes it a step further, and he said, based on that same yisod, right, two things. One, right, or, right?
Don't inhibit them from asking.
Right, don't inhibit them from asking, right? Now, technically, should you violate Inui Hadin if you're sleeping and someone asks you the shayla?
No,
because when did we say you start violating Inui Hadin?
Once you know the answer.
Once you know the answer, if it's not bar, you can answer the question. And obviously, we haven't heard the question, it's not bar to you yet. Right, but he takes a step further and said that same yisod, that notion, that Inui Hadin is an isser to cause someone pain, and it specifically expresses it on psak, means not just once I have been asked the question, I have a responsibility to answer as soon as I know, but that I have to go out of my way to allow people to ask the questions, right? So that he gets out of Inui Hadin, and then he adds an element to it, which is obvious, but it's worth noting, right, that, right, Gmilas Chasadim, the classic Gmilas Chasadim, is not just being nice, but specifically, right,
being more.
Meaning, well, specifically, using your talents for others, right? Meaning, the paradigm of Gmilas Chasadim is each person, not just in the generic way, but if there's a way that you can help people uniquely, so your responsibility to do that. So he says, what is the Gmilas Chasadim of a Talmud Chacham? To be able, to be ready to answer people's questions. So again, when you take these together, again, what you see is this responsibility that Posek has, right, to put himself out there for people, the responsibility to put yourself out there and be available to people. Right, that notion that there's a value to someone seeking out halachic guidance creates a reciprocal obligation for the posek to put himself out there. And secondly, once the question has been answered, he has a positive chiyuv to answer as quickly as possible. And it might even be an answer to rise if he doesn't. And the third, and this is the first point we made from the shach, is that once he answers the question, he should be straightforward about it. What he's doing, paskening or suggesting a chumrah, v'chadoma. And one related point to this, one more related point is this truth in the Divrei Yatziv, is the following question, and we've touched on similar issues this year, is...
What's the
Divrei Yatziv? Who is the Divrei Yatziv?
No.
The, yeah, the last one, Divrei Yatziv, right? There's the Klosenberger Rebbe. Is there a problem of Ivut Hadin, right now, not Inui Din, but Ivut Din, if you are messing with the justice system to achieve the goal that you think is right. Right? Does a judge have that ability, right, to twist the system to achieve justice?
What's the formal sort of Ivut?
Right, Ivut Hadin, right? There's an Isser of, right, Lotasa Avel B'Mishpat, right? Okay. So Nistapakti. Bima Dayanim Roim Shem Yifsiku Adin Lamito Lo Yitzayet Adnidon Klal. What happens if you know that if you judge honestly, the guy won't listen? Vinimtza Tovea Mafsid Lagamre. So now, right, you have a plaintiff and a defendant, and you know that if you say, you think the plaintiff owes $100,000, if you say he owes $100,000, he'll leave. And he won't give him anything. Which, especially, Bizman Azet happens all the time because. What's the problem with our Batei Dinim? They have no enforcement power, right? They have no authority. The way we get around that is a
formal
binding arbitration agreement, right? We don't, right? Good Batei Dinim do not allow someone to come to their bezin without signing a binding arbitration agreement. But let's say you know he's going to run away. If you actually rule, Aval kishi chayvo, so b'schum katan yishan levarot schum zeh. But if you say you only owe $50,000, he'll pay the $50, right? So are you allowed to twist the law to save the defendant from as much as you can? Or is that also included in the Yisra D'Araisa of being afraid of people because the justice is God's? And in these you know, secrets of God, why do I get involved? Sha'ala dayanim lohotzi psakdin lamita shel Torah, bli litchashev klalim valdin yitzayet din olah. Right, so this is another aspect of the question is, well, what is the responsibility of the posek, right, when this is specifically dinei mamonos, right? But the same idea.
Are we not worried about? Is it not worried about other people judging his way? Like he knew was wrong, but he.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, but this is the question, right? Meaning, we'll see his answer in a second. But the question is, okay, what is now? What's the this is specifically dinei mamonos? But it's related, obviously. What is the responsibility that I've created, right? To get the right result or to paskin, right? And am I now achrai on the result, or do I have to say, look, I'm going to paskin, and what happens, happens. So he said, there's a machlokas achronim. Let's say you have three dayanim. Two think chayev, one thinks pater, and the third one could say pater, and then what would happen?
Then it would be chayev.
He'd be right. The guy would be chayv. Or did he say, "I don't know"? What happens when you say you don't know?
Nothing.
You add two more dayanim. So now you open up the possibility of it becoming a 3-2 vote in your favor. Rumasik Asher Lasos Cain. Right. So the Beis Yaakov says it's Asher, which was Yaakov because the Shaper Davin Leviach. He came in the Masel Hashem Shemaim Lahotzi Adin Lamita Yidei Shosiva Dayanim Afagav Shkrim Meshaker. Beis Yaakov says it's Mutter. Reuven Betum, maybe Dvarav the Mutav Lomrani of Deya. The Reuven Betum says you can. Chen Chavas Yair, Beherch Baze, Meod Birke Yosef. Vehine, we didn't done. Yitachin Lomar, the Chen Chavas Yair, Lashem Shamay, Lahat Zalash, Gmiyar Ashko. Kama Shef Shar Mutar Lolov Soken, Kamo Shar Rashai, Lomrani of Deya, Lomar Chayvin, Lomar Shamar, Hadin Lomar Dom, Lilash Keech Betov Tzao. Right, so he said, right, it may be that it's telling this Machlokes. Right, because that Machlokes at some level is the same question. Is, do I have to be honest? Right, it's my job to say, just to call the shots. Right, or is my job to make sure that the right thing happens? So I think the wrong thing can happen. I can say I don't know. Right, I'm not lying yet. I mean, I am lying, but I'm not messing with the case. I'm just creating a hechitimza by which the system can go the other way. So he said it might be the same question. Another suggestion. Another shayla. Whatever, we won't get the details, but again, can you basically give the money to the guy without him knowing to, again, to make sure that it comes out right? Right? Basically, any time the dayan thinks by paskening you will cause damage to the person who shouldn't get damaged, so you can pull out. So he said, at some level, your responsibility is to save the person. If that means that you have to remove yourself from the case, or even send him to the non-Jewish courts, which you're not really supposed to, right? Zerar kaos, doesn't matter, right? At some level, you have a responsibility to make sure the right thing happens, and they don't paskin correctly, and then the opposite happen. Even though it's a little bit different, there the question is, how do you actually implement the psak, right? Not can you twist the system, but how do you implement it? It's the same impulse. The fact that he can, in order to implement the case, go to Arkaos Akum, Lahasakosh, Binyan Majgozim Sanhedrin, the Ain Manim Sanhedrin, Ragmi Shodela Taraz, the Sheretz Minatorah, the Hikshos, Mali Charuva Shalhevel. Right, so this was a lot of fun. The Yonasan Aipshis asked, right, the Gemara famously says you don't put someone in a Bezdin unless he knows how to be Mitar Sheretz Minatorah, right, to say how something's treif is kosher. And Tosa says, why do I care? Mali Bicharifa Shalhevel. Why is it such a good skill to be able to say that something's treif is kosher? Because of, so Rabbi Yair's Dvash says, Tineos, Ritzich Chadom, Vene Bezdin, Ache Ain, Pizchon Pelet, Sad, Vizchuzgo, Yezakai, Desenedjin, Shiro, Kulam, Lechova, Pochernoso, Nimzim, Rabbi Shol, Chedom, Be Israel, Achwa Emesh, Chikra, Dover, Novel, Kaze, Echad, Mesenedjin, Kavin, Lomar, Zaka, Gdish, Lo, You, Hurm, Chayev, Achvada, Yutachin, Lomar, Bezdin, Zaka, Chay, Belin, Sina, Stan, Lidvar, Evan, Kane, Zeshbo, Rai, Hevjer, Lomar, Zakai, Avalim, Yodin, Bekor, Hatar, Lomar, Al Tomei, Tor, Harris, Panamar, Yachal, Lomar, Al Chayev, Zakal, Harris, Panam, Betora, Megol, Kane, Yetzin, Mishbat, Sedagain, Chum. So Yair's Dvash suggests something very radical, which is, since we know that someone's only put to death if he has a majority of two voting against him and not a absolute majority, not 100, right, not 100%. If it's 23-0, the guy gets off, right? If nobody can find a reason to be, right? But what's the problem? He said that if everyone thinks he's chayev, right, he's a vaday murderer, then what?
He's going to get off.
Then every, right, the more blatantly obvious it is that you're a murderer, the more likely it is you're going to get off. So the Irish Dvash says, no, we need people who are so good at legal reasoning that somebody will find some teretz to defend him, and what will happen to Mela? It'll be 22-1, and he'll, right, and not 23-0, and he'll be put to death.
Everyone's so good, whatever, it's problematic.
I'm not convinced that he's right, but what I put this just for a point, to make a point, right, that, right, one more question on top of this is to ask, and again, this isn't Dine Mamadas and Dine Fajr, I'm not convinced he's right. I think Pashtus is that your responsibility in Bezdin is to Paskin honestly. But what it just highlights is that question that I just want you to think about is, right, we've shown a little bit what the reciprocal Chiyuvim. The question he highlights is when we're talking about the Chiyuvim of a Posek, is it simply the Paskin, or is it to assure that the right thing happens, right?
I mean, in the famous Trishodaron about the place of Beit Din, isn't his whole thing about Shefa Elokim?
I mean, at some level, that's related, and we can get into a whole very philosophical discussion.
No, like, I mean, that's philosophical, but it has
No, you're right. At some level, that is related.
He chooses on this.
Correct, for sure. Yeah, Avi.
What? No.
Okay. So anyway, so those were just a few small related issues that I wanted to talk about. Right, about the reciprocal chivon on Bezdin. One, to be honest. Two, the question of whether there's a question of Inui Adin. The possibility that you, once you've been asked the shah and you've at least accepted it, you now have to answer as fast as possible. And the Marasham taking that even farther and saying that not only that, but you have to be there and ready for people to ask you questions. That is both the kiyum of inui hadin or not being manadin, and of your unique role of a gomel chesed. And then the interesting question that Rabbi Yatziv is, what really is your responsibility to paskin correctly or to make sure the right thing happens? I think primarily I would say it's to paskin the truth. But again, Yesh Lodin, remember that at some level your responsibility is Lahatzil Ashuk Miyad Ashko. And right, I don't know if the radical ideas he brings up, I'm not totally comfortable with them. I don't think they're a majority. I hope not.
Isn't another problem with this is that we know that you're not allowed to. So, like, if he's rich, you don't say, oh, the $5 for him.
Yeah, for sure. There are problems. I think there are various stuff in the Torah that indicate this is wrong.
Using the logic reasoning according to caring more about the result than the actual truth is saying, oh, because this
$5. I mask him. So that's always the problem, right? I mask him with you. I mask him. Right, I think it's problematic. I just want to point out, right? There is this.
Say there's more than just one Issa D'oraisa against, like, doing these types of shikulim.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right that there's an Issa D'oraisa against these. I agree with you. I just wanted to point out, right, that our poskim was seriously in different circumstances. Now again, right, the Marsham's case that he quotes, is not a case of that, right? Where there he's saying Bez and Paskin, but to implement it, they go to Erkos. Right, where normally Erkos are usher, but you go to Erkos to make sure that what Bezin or Paskin is, which is basically what we do, right, by signing an arbitration agreement, right, binding arbitration agreement, right, the same idea that. Right, part of your responsibility. Right, if we want to tone down his, right, I would say the fact that the Bezin of America makes you sign a binding arbitration agreement is part of its recognition that a Bezin's job is not just a paskin, but to make sure
the result
happens. And if that means finding practical ways of ensuring that your authority is accepted, like signing an arbitration agreement which makes the courts enforce it, right? That's also part of your responsibility as a post-sig.
So you only have to pay $50,000 instead of $100,000.
Right, so that, I think, is problematic, right? I think the Vayatsev's particular one, I think, is really problematic to say that, I do it myself. But the slightly more mitigated form of the Marash Dam, which is to say, no, I have a responsibility to not just to Paskin, but to make sure, much as in my possibility, that what I say, what's supposed to happen happens, then that's also your job as a posseg, right? He takes it really far, which is I gave you as an extreme, that he thinks your job is primarily to make sure the right thing happens, even if that means twisting the system. I'm not convinced that's right, right? But some of the shittas he holds do point out that you have a secondary responsibility, which is not just to answer, but to make sure that the right thing happens, and you have to be clever about it. Okay? So that's a few, these, like I said, this is going to be a shorter shir with not one coherent theme, but I wanted just to paint a general picture with a few related issues. Okay, so that was one set of them. Now, very quickly, the second one. So this was sent to me by Rabbi Johnny Solomon, who I've never met, but it apparently teaches in Machon Mayan with my cousin, and he found our shirim online, and he's like, hey, I'm writing a book on that topic. Have you seen this Tosefta? So I hadn't seen the Tosefta, and it may in fact be relevant. I'm not 100% sure what it means, but again, it's important to put on the table. He's right; it probably is at some level relevant. So let's look at it quickly. So this is the Tosefta. What?
Does he listen to this chair?
I don't know. I'll tell him to. What? Probably. Hayanadr minakikar. So the Tosefta says like this. Hayanadr minakikar v'amr lo tainli v'ochleini avatiach v'nikar v'amr lo tainli v'ochleini yayin v'tgalev v'amr lo tainli v'eshtenu lo yidin lo she'en machinaz adam esa asher lo. If someone makes a neder against a food, you can't give it to him because you're not allowed to give someone food that's asher to him. That's pretty straightforward, yeah? Mm-hmm. Good. Now the next Tosefta is not straightforward. Okay? Kayotzid bo. Similar to that, right? Namely, similar to the Isser to give someone something that's Usser to him. Lo Yoshit Yisrael Avram Menachai Levnei Noach. So you can't give Avram Menachai to a guy. Lo Kos Yayin Lenazir Shein Machlenes Adam Davar Usser Lo. Still with me? Still we're good. V'chulen Mivarchan Alein V'en Mizam Nalein V'en Onach Rein Amen. And all of those, so you don't make a bracha, you don't make a zimun, you don't say Amen to the bracha. Now, Nishalin lama aretz al taharosa. But now what happens if Amaretz asks you about tuman tara? So now this is more complicated. Why? Because what is the definition of Amaretz in Chazal?
Someone doesn't know.
Someone who is not makbid on tuman tara. Now he asks you about tuman tara. So now what's the problem? Why lifnevir? Because you don't believe him. He's not nem on Isser Vehetir. Right, so when he asked you a question of Tumah and Tahara, right, if you say something's Tahor, right, it still might lead to what?
Him doing the wrong thing.
Him doing the wrong thing, because he's not actually Machbid on Tumah and Tahara, right? So it's a related question, right? Now, until now, something's Vaday Yasser. Now the question is, what if someone asked you a question that is not directly Usser, but you're very afraid that whatever you say is going to go wrong, right? So what do? How do you answer the Shaila? So the Tosefta says, answer. Ubilvad shelo yomar lo tsei echol tsei srof elo omar lo imbaze sha'alta tameh imbaze sha'alta tar. Don't tell him what to do. Tell him if the situation is in fact as you said, this would be the halacha. But don't tell him, right, it's tameh, go burn it. Don't say it's tar, go eat it, because you're not sure he's right. Right? You don't believe him. Right? So if you were to say eat it, then you are actually the one responsible for making meat, even if it's possibly tameh and usser, right? If you told him burn it and it's really tahor, you're responsible. So what do?
You sort of say like it's up to you.
Yeah, you punt it, right? You punt it. You say if this is the issue. So it's not really clear to me what's going on in this Tosefta exactly, but he pointed out. Solomon pointed out to me that there are two modern tshuvos. Again, not people I run to as the my first go-to poskim. What?
Hope they're not listening.
They're dead.
They just heard us ask.
So one doubts it.
Do dead people know what's going on?
The Rugged Shavar and the Ber Moshe, the Debrett Siner. But they both take this docept as a programmatic statement, and just to see what you do. So let's actually look at the Rocket server first.
Okay.
Right. That's the second PDF here. Right.
Is the seven PDF
not
on?
Bailan now, not the Chuvos. No.
Oh, it's on.
The Rambam is, but not Chuvos. So Kinasa Isha Almana lefnei shalosh shanim v'chadashim achar chatuna nepach or psara kulo le behar something avdumim kiedam achlar ativlim hatzarfatit. A woman got married 3 years ago, and 2 months in, she got some horrible skin disease. I don't know exactly what it is. V'hu adayin lo ne. And she hasn't gotten better, and sakanas nefashes for him. So now he sent a get, and she won't accept it. Whatever, it's a complicated trailer, right? He won't accept the get. Can you give him a heter me'rabanim? Yeah. Are we good so far?
Mm-hmm.
Some complicated trailer where there's, you know, accusations of znus combined with the reality that they can't actually be together, and it's kind of fine. So he says like this.
Can't they be together?
What?
Why can't they be together?
She has a contagious disease that will kill him.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Some skin disease. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Try figure out. Look it up.
What?
That. Yeah, French sipilim. I don't know what it is. Fine. So he answers to the Rav Shalom. Here. So look at the third line. So he said, I got your letter. It was that EF Charlie Lassos Lifarate Miva Me. I can't answer the details. Ki something darki rak lichtov kemisha mashanira li lifsok hadin. Right, I'll tell you what I think halachically. Aval achrayut hapratim ein ani mikabel. But I take no responsibility for the facts. Kol zeh shadavar eino lefanai. Because as long as the deals aren't in front of me, who knows, right? Whether they're right. V'gam ani noeg, and my minog is kemo de mavur b'tosefta demai, as it says in the Tosefta and demai. Elo omarim kaze tar v'chulo tar v'chule kani edechol shoa b'davar ze im hatzav ani something mi v'shol l'chein gadash l'chtov aprat rak klal. Right, so I don't write the specifics. I say, if such and such is the case, then I do it. So, how does the Rugged Shever take this Tosefta?
You don't have to accept facts. You know.
Yeah, so remember we talked about this, right? Is who gets to Paskin facts, and right? So what does the Rugged Shever say? That a Posek has the right, he derives from that Tosefta, that in a case when you can't Paskin, right? In his case, it's because he doesn't know the facts, and right? In the Tosefta's case, but remember, he gets this from the Tosefta.
Yeah.
The Tosefta says, if I'm afraid of actually poskening because I think what I say will be misconstrued, so what do?
You say, if X, Y,
Y. Right. The Posek has the right to say, I will posken on the theory and leave it to, in the case of the question, the Posek to posken, or in the case of the Tosefta, the... The Baldin to Paskin the facts. So the Rugged Shever takes that Bryce as a programmatic statement that in certain circumstances where you're not comfortable giving the answer either because you can't take responsibility on the facts or you can't take responsibility for how they're going to be, how the psak is going to be construed, la halacha, you can simply dart, you can you know, duck out of it by Paskining on the theory and leaving the practice to the individual posek. Or even to the individual himself, and right, the posek, right, at some level, right, this is the autonomy of the posek. He has the right to not baskin, right, instead give guidance, right. In the case of the Tosefta, he has the right to not actually take responsibility when he doesn't feel comfortable because he doesn't think it's going to be implemented correctly. Yeah.
But doesn't this Rugged Shever more you take away a chreshes, you're adding a chiyuv. Because
correct, he's adding a chiyuv now to the individual posek.
But he's also adding chiyuv to the main posek because
it's to
harder.
The...
You, right now, right, most of the excuses for why you wouldn't be able, why you would wouldn't have to give an answer, are taken away by this.
Correct, chiyuv. Correct.
You, no, there's no dayan who could say, "Oh, I don't want
to." Correct, right, right. Meaning the posek turned to him, and now he's giving him all the tools to now himself make the make
but,
the decision.
But I'm saying but you yes. can't just say I'm not going to answer these questions because you just say I'm not going to pass them. But he still has a chiyuv to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying
yes, yes. You're right. You're right. He has created a middle situation where one could in potentially say, "Look, I'm not misugal to do the mitzvahs, but I have another option in my toolbox."
Well,
right?
Chiyuv to
yes.
This doesn't actually extend the autonomy of the individual because presumably the individual is, you know, responsible to possibly to do what he thinks the halakha is.
Correct, but as we pointed out, right, sometimes the question of how you read Matthias is right.
Askable.
But again, you're right. There's not
suppose it could only write on theory.
So in theory
to figure out what his community is like.
Right, so in theory one could even go farther and say that, right, and give autonomy to someone. Right now he doesn't go that far here and saying right, as a programmatic statement, always, right, just Paskin on theory and let people figure out the Matzeis. But again, he, at least in certain circumstances, right, it's a tool that he uses. Now, if you look how the Dibertziner uses it in the Ber Moshe, Dibertziner, I don't know how to spell that. He's famous for his tshuva where he says, "Asa mi deraisa, go to YU." Okay, whatever.
So
like I said, I don't usually look at his tshuvas.
So he's really recent?
Oh, yeah.
Did he work at Landers?
No. No, he didn't. He's a gooder. He's good friends with the Mishnah Halachos. That should tip you off. Nishalti, right? Afterwards. Nishalti bechamachavir Rav Gadol Muvak imbam lishon vendu sheila al kasher o ofos minudachim stamiim. Ku darbachilak in New York and I'm going to have stamiim. Eich rizu kachav hulu fi daito bazar zenim yuas lechol u mazir go divishal oyoch lok bazar mi tabachim shol glad kosher. What happens if... How much time do we have? 4 minutes? 3 minutes?
Yeah.
3 minutes, good. So he said, someone comes to you and says, wants your shayla, wants your opinion on non-glot meat, and you think you shouldn't eat non-glot meat. Do you paskin that it's kosher for people who don't paskin, aren't makbid on glot? Right, that's the shayla. So yishavti, yomer l'sho shayla zula atma kshira. What did you say? You should say, it's kosher. But what shouldn't you say?
You can eat it.
Eat it. Domer zemba furish bit of sefta, nishat lamaritz al tarosav. And after this, I saw when I was searching for something else. What he thinks is he takes the Ragged Shaver as understanding the Sefta as a programmatic rule that whenever the Posek doesn't feel comfortable answering because Lishi Tascha it's Mutter, but Lishi Lididi it's not, this is an option he has. So why is this important? I think it is important because, again, what these poskim highlight is that you have the ability, again, how much it relates to art, I don't know. So I spent 10 minutes on it.
I feel like this is not fair because, like, saying something's kosher implies... when I say something's kosher, if you tell...
That's not true. I'll give you an example where this comes up all the time. There's a certain... one of the... senior faculty in YU, who has a unique shita, who has a shita that's not widely held by Nida, right? That most poskim are Makil on Brown Ksamim, and he's Makil on Brown for a Hefsek Tara. I won't get into the details of what that means.
Perfect.
Fine. If you ask him, he won't tell you Tmeya, he also won't tell you Tahara. He'll tell you, I think this is Brown. Right? And then he'll tell you, I think brown is usher. Rove poskim think brown is mutter.
No, but that's different than what the Ber Moshe
says. No, so he's saying the same thing. He's saying, they're asking me if it's kosher. I'm saying, it's the guy's telling me I don't keep glot. So he's saying, look, it's kosher, but I keep glot. Right? It's not kosher, just not glot.
Would be the same thing with the verse, like, if poskim himself holds something, I don't know.
In theory, the same could be true the other way, yeah. Right, where a posek could say, look, Rove poskim would say it's mutter. I think it's usher, but let me... Well, I mean, that's exactly the case. The other, right, where most poskim would say it's usher. I think it's mutter, but sheteida, right?
Yeah.
But again, right, I think it is important just to put these on the table where both of these poskim take this Tosefta as sort of another tool that opposing has. Now, again, do you look at this that he's enabling the individual Rav? At some level, yes. Enabling the individual, maybe. At some level, what it's actually doing is protecting the posig, right? It's giving the posig a way of answering a shayla, right? Because as we've seen in the Makaros in the second half of the page, right, that if you have a responsibility to Paskin, sometimes that's hard because, right, the standard of the person asking you is not your own standards, right? So what they're doing is they're providing a tool which allows both the posig to keep their own integrity, but allows them to fill the responsibilities of the posig, which is to the shoel, which is either if the situation is like this, possibly this way, or if you hold like this, the halacha this way. And again, I think both of these questions, again, very tangentially, but I think are important to highlight the reciprocal relationships of posek and shoel in a way we haven't looked at before. Mincha, seder.